Okay, good morning, everybody. Sir Nechus Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, where the Rambam deals with the formal issue, which is Nifsak LaHalacha in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Lavin Kuf Pei Gimel of Losan El Riv, Losan El Rav, where the Rambam explicates the Issa Darais of a Dayan not expressing his truly held point of view. So here the Rambam references it as Mipi Hashmua, meaning it's derived from the Torah Shabbal Peh, Alam Dushin Maschilin Bin Vashus Minagadol, Shama Yismichu Hashar al Daito, Velo Yira Atzmon Kedan Lak, Velo Yira Atzmon Kedoin Lachlok Alav, Le Yomar Kolacha Davar Hanira Loba Daito. So Lecha Mishnah points out that there's a certain ambiguity with respect to that last clause. Le Yomar Kolacha Davar Hanira Loba Daito might mean that instead of saying what they really think, people will say Davar Hanira Lo, meaning in the Gadol, Bedaito, they're just saying what they think he would say. The more likely approach is as the Lecha Mishnah introduces the alternative. Ella, rather, what should a person do? Yomar kolacha davar hanira lo bedaito. That in the dayin l'mashin evros, a person has to say what they believe is true. So I think if we look very carefully in the words of the Rambam, you can detect that the Rambam actually has in mind two different ways, as it were, that a person could end up violating this din daraisa of lo sa'ane al riv, right, that's spelled chaser of lo sa'ane al rav, right, that as the Rambam explains in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that a person says, kedai she'eye, keploni, etc., which is why we set things up so that it won't come to that eventuality in dini nefasho, somewhere maschal minatzad, because we see, you know, people as at risk for this kind of behavior. So let's read the Rambam very carefully again. So one possibility, the first possibility, is that if you would start with a gadol, right, that everybody will be somech on his das, right, that view will sort of color their understanding. And then what might happen, right, is that a person will abandon their otherwise point of view, heretofore what was their point of view, because this is again part of human nature, their reverence for this individual, which is appropriate, right, eviscerates their capacity to think independently. So that's the first thing that the Rambam was concerned about. Shema yismichu hashar al daito. And then the Rambam has a different clause, v'lo yira atzman kedayin lachlok alav, that even in a situation where they don't necessarily, right, identify with the point of view that this individual expressed, right, they're not allowing it to color their perception of what happened, but this is din begavra, that they just don't feel that they're in a position to dispute him. Lo yira atzman kedayin lachlok alav. But in dinei nefashos, there's a chiyuv that if you're at that madrega, if you're ra'i lio sadayan, so the person has to express themselves. Lo yomer kacha davar hanira lo bedaito. Rather, a person has to say whatever it is that they think. So again, even if in the second case, the people don't necessarily identify, but they say, who am I to dispute him? How can it be that he's wrong? Well, again, in the Dayan Lamashin of Rose isn't just a ptur of sorts if we get things wrong, but it's a mechayev of tachnis dvaracha mipneish, lo sagur mipneish, that even if this person deserves all of the reverence, morabcha kemor shamayim, right, the point is that the dinei nefashos, something much greater than anything, is at stake, which is, v'yefshe l'hachzer, nefesh achas mi'yisrael la'olam, is the absolute need, the inviolate need, to be able to address the concern of, is this person's life, is hanging in the balance, where, all other factors, no matter how important they are, have to be secondary within that framework. So again, whether it's the gadol speaking first will then, sort of people's perceptions will be colored, right? Just the way that ki hashochad yaver nei pikchim v'salev divrei tzadikim, that people they're no longer even conscious of the extent to which they can't be objective. That's one possibility. And even if they you know, retain internally some objectivity. They don't identify with what this gadol said, but that sense of not being ro'i, which is in some cases a very appropriate sentiment, this is you know, misguided. The application is unacceptable within this framework, and so in this framework, there's a great need, you know, for an emphasis, as the Rambam says, "Ali yomar kol echad davar hanira lo b'dayto." This is not just a matir, as it were, but it's an absolute chiyuv.